Dr. Borealis.
This is the emergency room of Cable Huntington Hospital. Your wife was brought in with stomach contractions. We did what we could, but I'm afraid she had a miscarriage.
Oh, no. I'll be right there. I hate these drives. I still recall the first. Perseus had just turned 2 and Corona was 4. I had to pick them up from daycare and then drive to the hospital. And this was after we had announced Sarah's pregnancy to everyone. We brought Sarah home the next day. Oh, hello, Birch.
Hey, I just decided to drop by since I hadn't heard any news about when the baby shower was.
There isn't going to be one.
There isn't? But why not? Oh no, don't tell me I just stuck my foot in my mouth again.
No, Birch. You didn't know. Please, come in. We could use the company. We decided to be more cautious when Sarah became pregnant again about a year later. Perseus was now 3 and Corona 5. We tried to do everything right, but still.
Papa, why is Mama crying?
Corona, would you take Perseus down to the ice cream shop for a while, please? Poor Corona had to explain to Perseus what had happened. When they came back, they both gave Sarah hugs, which helped her a lot. I was having grave doubts whether we should continue trying, but Sarah can be very persistent. Nonetheless, when she became pregnant again, we took every precaution. Now, however, I couldn't help but hear the dire warnings from the more zealous anti-hybrid crowd.
The Bible says God created everything in its complete and perfect form. Did God create these mixed blood creatures? No! They are an abomination in the sight of God! They are the work of the devil and are not God's children! The wrath of God is coming! Soon he will strike down every one of these demons and rip them out of the wombs of the sinners who are dare continue this wickedness!
And that was shouted right on the sidewalk in front of my house. I got yet another taste of what poor Ted Arctis went through. I began wondering if that preacher was right, but then I remembered all the hybrids I had met in the past 2 years, who had made incredible contributions to society, that helped save lives. Were those the work of the devil too? No. And I remember the members of the clergy who could cite clear scripture to show how wrong the others were.
We read in 1 Corinthians, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? How then can these hybrids be sinful simply because of their bodies? How depraved do you have to be to call these little ones evil? As it is written in the gospel repeatedly, let the children come to me and do not hinder them. For of such is the kingdom of God."
Those words comforted me. I knew this road would not be easy, yet each of these miscarriages takes its toll. Sarah? Sarah, I'm here.
Oh, Star, what am I doing wrong? Why do I keep losing our children?
No, Sarah, no. It's not your fault. We were miraculously lucky with Corona and Perseus. I know it's a horrible loss. But it's not your fault. It's not. I considered talking to her about the research Dr. Maxwell was doing that also showed that the incidence of miscarriages amongst mixed couples was quite high. We were, after all, doing some incredible genetic changes, but that would do nothing to comfort her, and comfort was what she needed. Each miscarriage hit her a little harder. It's also why I never mentioned them to her or to anyone else. The pain is great for her, especially. I have to be strong for her now, just as she was strong for me. We will try again, Sarah is determined, but it will take some time for her to get over her grief. Not that this doesn't affect me, mind you. I thank God every day for our two children, but I also mourn the loss of three that didn't make it. This is going to sound strange, but I honestly think they still exist somewhere. I've seen them in my dreams, and they always look the same. I even ended up giving them names. Phoebe, Janice, and now Ariel. They usually appear to me in times when I need comforting from the loss of someone, letting me know that they were being cared for, that they will still grow, and that they will always be with us and love us. Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. That is how I know you go on. Far across the distance and spaces between us, you have come to show you go on.
You're